seen Travis Benjamin before. Did you look at that return last year?
Yeah, we looked at it as a team, as a group, and he's very impressive. He just keeps getting better and better. Their whole unit is really well coached. Chris Tabor does a great job, and they've been killing everybody on special teams, and they certainly have our attention.
He's as good a punt returner as there is, other than a guy in Chicago?
Yeah, he's very, very good. I mean, he gets to the edge when you don't think he's going to get it. Guys think they have the angle on him. He can still get there. So we definitely have our hands full. We have to be good. We have to have good punts, and we have to have a real good net, which is our coverage, make sure everybody stays in the proper position, and we have to fly to the ball. Otherwise, this guy will hurt you.
Dave, does that kind of get their attention when you turn on some video and you show a guy doing that, not just doing it, but doing it against this team?
Yeah, that's the first clip we looked at when we did punt. We had to go back and we had to remind him. We had to remind him who the guy was, number one, because he kind of came out of the blue last year. And then this year he's been putting one return, you know, after another, back to back. So, you know, you don't have to watch a lot of tape to get our guys' attention for this game on special teams.
Depth in the return crew, are you talking about how they've
Yeah, Demps is doing a great job. I mean, he's putting up good numbers. You know, he's going to get the way he's been is he's going to get at least one big return if he gets a chance, and that's the way it seems. You know, we just got to keep hopefully he keeps getting the ball. You know, and as the weather gets colder, you know, he'll get more opportunities.
Looked like preseason the other day. He finally was 6 or 8 deep, and he decided I'm bringing this one out.
Yeah, I mean, what we tell them to do is if the ball's not hanging up there, if it's a 4-2 hang time, 6-7 deep, he's going to stay in.
Yeah.
So he's got a mental clock in his head. If he gets it quick and he can tell that the coverage is not down there, we're going to come out with it. But overall, we're going to try to be aggressive with our kickoff return. Anytime we get the ball in our hand in those kind of situations, we want to take a shot on goal. We want to see if we can get a big one with that.
Dave, how do you keep your special teams on alert?
Yeah, they had. That's the thing. I mean, you don't have to watch a lot of tape to see it. They've ran 2 punt fakes, and they also ran a fake field goal, you know, with the sleeper, the guy out there on the sideline. So, you know, this coach is a very good coach. He likes to create offense, you know, with his special teams, and I don't think, you know, them coming in here and playing us, I think that's going to be something that they'll probably think about doing. So, you know, we're going to be on high alert this week.
You go back a long way with this coach.
Yeah, you could say that. Chris Tabor worked with me at Chicago for 3 years. You know, and I know he's an excellent coach, and he has those guys really playing hard.
Were you able to work Cam Cooper a little more this week because he wasn't a
starter? Yeah, I mean, we're always going to look at that. If he's not a starter, we're going to try to use him a little bit more, you know, on certain phases, you know, where it's not going to affect him, you know, playing defense. So, you know, he's a guy that can run fast, and we want to have him on the field, especially when you're playing a guy like Benjamin.
Did he do a lot of special team stuff for Rutgers?
You know, I don't think he did. You know, he was a wide receiver out there, and you know, he was a starter. I don't think they used him very much. Well, most of the guys that we end up getting on special teams, by the time they get to the end, they haven't played a lot of special teams. This is usually the first time they, you know, besides a returner or a kicker punter. I mean, you know, you're getting those core guys never really played it until they get to the NFL.